Tonight's encouragement talk will be given by Boundless Way Zen Dharma, Senior Dharma Teacher, Julie Nelson.
So earlier today when I was thinking about this talk, it's supposed to be an encouragement talk, and we're often told to think about what sort of encouragement we need ourselves. So my first idea, and I will get back to it, is to encourage you to not compare and measure. We're a bunch of days into Sesshin here, and usually about this time I start comparing this to other Sesshins that I've been at, or comparing my Sesshin to that the person next to me seems to be having. Trying to measure how far I've come. Is this going to be a success or a failure? And I do want to talk a little bit about that, but then this afternoon something happened which hit a tender spot in me, and in a way that both increased the sadness and made me laugh, reminded me of an incident that happened this morning involving birds. We seem to be hearing a lot about birds at this retreat. I think Melissa today, earlier today, talked about hearing the bird song, which we usually think of as pleasant, and the traffic we usually think of as unpleasant. Somebody else talked about the nature of birds. The birds are out there being birds. They're not wondering about how to be a bird. And, of course, Carol's beautiful story about the ducks, the mallards that came out and gathered around the mother duck in distress and made clucking noises and shepherded her further down the bank. So a lovely story of a community of birds and caring. And then there's my bird story. I was laying out on the lounge chair on the shuffleboard court out the kitchen door, and had been watching the bird feeder for a little bit. And there were a couple sparrows on this, I guess it's suet or something, you know, hanging in a little cage there, and they were pecking at it. And a little woodpecker, a little black and white bird, a little red on its head, flew down and perched on the top bar and was eyeing the suet and looking for its opportunity. But there were a couple sparrows there, and it was not going to go while they were there. And another sparrow flew down to the top bar, and then it, you know, barged the line and also flew down and started eating the suet, leaving the little woodpecker still up on top. And then a couple of the sparrows fly away, so the woodpecker goes down to this little cage thing, tries to get a peck in, and a sparrow flies back and kind of crowds it over to the corner. And then a third sparrow comes and flies right at the woodpecker, I think probably gives it a pretty good peck, drives it away. So I get discord and disagreement in my bird story. And it drives home for me that our practice is not cheap. It is not simply about nice. The nice and the beautiful are there. Carol's birds are beautiful. That is true. We look at the flowers out in this wonderful garden surrounding the temple, and they're beautiful. And nature is red in tooth and claw as well. I realized as I was getting ready to talk about this that I miss not having Steve Wallace here. He's usually very good at reminding us about the red in tooth and claw side of these things. And it's not cheap. It's not just easy and nice what we're doing here. When I observed the birds, by the way, I identified with the underdog, as I usually do, in this case, the underbird, the little bird being driven away. Because it's a bird feeder, and, you know, I imagined it having a sign saying, you know, all birds welcome here. And the little woodpecker obviously believes it that way. If the sparrows had been defending the bird feeder against a squirrel, I would have been rooting for the sparrows, the valiant defenders of the true purpose of this bird feeder. But maybe there's a sign there that says sparrow feeder. Maybe I missed it. trying to write a story of good and evil onto the birds is a bit much. What is clear was that there was discord, and that the sparrows were being sparrows, and the woodpecker was being a woodpecker. So I get my kind of bird story. Carol gets her kind of bird story. I know when I've gotten into this sort of measuring and comparing mind, I have all sorts of tricks. The obvious one is I'm the worst Zen student in the room. Everybody else is obviously in bliss and samadhi, and I'm the one here with my knees hurting, and I'm really bored, and I just don't get it. That's a typical comparison. I remember another time, though, I my mind has endless tricks on this. Another time I was having a fairly peaceful sesshin, and there was one person speaking up in Dharma dialogue who was just having all of this angst and anger and really dealing with stuff. And I thought, oh, here I am sitting here all peaceful. And that person's really working. They're really getting somewhere. you know, okay. And another session I went to where the big surprise was there weren't any surprises. I came away and I felt like there wasn't any particular, you know, insight or opening or thing I could point to. I'm sure if somebody had mentioned something like that in a Dharma dialogue, I would have said, oh, all of this up and down and all over the place. Surely, you know, not feeling like you're getting anywhere, not relying on the mind states. That's a purer way to do sesshin. I should do it that way. You know, I lose. Or, on the other hand, I can also make it win. You know, I'm getting a little kind of good at this, you know. I'm getting better at this. I've got all stories about that, too. You know, I finally know Orioki, and then I look down, and of course I've screwed it up again. But whether the story is success or failure, it's a story. So don't compare, don't measure. We are in this free fall. We don't need to measure how far we've come. We don't need to make judgments about success or failure. I remember Melissa one time, many sesshins ago where I was at, just said, there is no way you can be the judge of your own practice. Well, I always want to be the judge. I want to know how far I am. Where's the finish line? How far do I have to go? But to remind, you know, go back to that metaphor I used in my first talk, there's no ground. We are in free fall. Measuring in our practice is just not relevant. Comparing is just not relevant. There's something very private about what we do on the cushion in Zazen. My experience, your experience, the experience of the person across, all different, and we all, you know, really don't know what's going on. Very private, and also, in another way, just not personal. The Joan Tollefson reading about the weather moving in. The beautiful bird community moves in for Carol. The disgruntled bird fight moves in for me. There's something much bigger than our personal feelings about, are we getting there yet? Going on here. So let yourself, if you've been comparing or measuring, drop that. Come back to what's happening here and wake up. Thank you.